tells me you love me. Deep down inside, you love your president. Deep, deep in the heart of you.
Well, now that's very true.
Stupid president.
That's very
right.
True.
Do you like pina coladas? Holding hands in the rain? I know I do. Do you like making love at midnight? In the dunes on the Cape.
All right. I'm not going to win this battle.
And write to me at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and we'll plan our escape.
Okay. Here's our phone number. We'll take the first two callers right now for Low Budget Jeopardy at 1-800-636-1067.
Hi to all your listeners, too. I hope they like Boobtown.
Who doesn't, Bill?
Wow.
We'll be right back to play the game.
I'm waiting for the sequel.
With the President of the United States.
Nippletown.
Be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
We'll play the game in a second. It's 5:30. Here is Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
The station with less BS. WJFK.
It's like a daily four-hour bender with no hangover. The Don and Mike Show.
There's nothing very fancy about Bob Dole. What you see is what you get.
Hey, there's
you
more.
Like it and I like it.
Yeah.
And my wife likes it.
All right, Mr. Burns.
My dog likes it.
Oh, I get it. You called him Mr. Burns because he's so old.
He's so old. And hey, who's your buddy? I'm still here.
Yeah,
I'm so happy. Really, I am. I don't want to have to break out the FBI files on all of you. Thanks for keeping me around. God bless
all right.
you.
Okay.
God bless you, my fellow Americans. You ready for me to start the game?
Don't wear out your welcome.
Stupid president.
Hey, you tell Homer to behave himself.
Yeah,
I love The Simpsons.
Let's play the game, my Boobtown friend.
Oh, Boobtown, you and me. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is, she calls herself an entertainer. She's from Annandale, Virginia. Let's give a big round of applause to Josie Nasser.
Hello, Josie.
Howdy, fellas.
Hi.
Josie.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, my brother.
All right. And now entering the studio is our returning champion. Is 2 day total. It's $90. All right, that'll reduce the debt. Hey, there's another political cliche.
There you
stupid president.
I'm gonna get kicked out after.
Why don't you just say like I feel your pain a couple more times?
I do feel your pain.
One more time and you're out.
Can I tell you one thing though?
What?
Who's your buddy? Let's say hi to Joe Hanson.
Hello,
hey guys. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. Being our returning low budget Jeopardy champion, tell me how's it changed your life?
Well, I was recently contacted by the Cincinnati Reds and asked to run their day-to-day operations in the absence of Fraulein Schott.
Hey, he had an answer.
Yeah. All right, that's great. Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Josie and Joe. Don't screw with LQ. No. And let's say hi to Alex Trebek, Geronimo, my newfound friend.
Thank you, Bella. Hello, Josie. Hello, Joe.
Hi, LQ.
Hello, LQ.
Kids. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question. What?
God, am I horny. Go ahead.
Don't forget. Answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom. Wearing clip on tie. Suits by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex as we're playing the game. It's LQ or Quizmaster. And I always call him Captain Stink.
Peace.
Bill Clinton.
There you go.
And here are your categories on Low Budget Jeopardy. Here they are. Chicago Bulls by the numbers.
Oh, I know you like the hoops, Don. I'm your buddy.
Name that sergeant.
Sergeant. Okay, the military. That's touchy.
New movies.
I try to get out. Are they the kind of movies you watched over the weekend?
No, there's no Boobtown.
Oh, damn.
Current events.
Yeah, I'm good
and
on that.
States and capitals.
Super job, Don.
All right, one more time. Here you go, Josie and Joe. Chicago Bulls by the numbers.
Love your Nike t-shirt.
Name that sergeant.
You're okay.
New movies, current events, and states and capitals. And I, for one, have never seen you dress so casually either.
You've never seen me jogging?
Well,
I actually wear t-shirts all the time.
But the look you have today.
I actually get them in a thicker ply to cover the stomach, but I wear them all the time. And I'm super duper cash today when I knew I was coming on your show.
And look at the shirt. Now, you know what it says on the shirt? It says 24 cans of beer in a case,
yeah.
24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
Coincidence?
You like it? I thought you would. I'm just trying to be a hip cat like you because you are a D-E-E-J-A-Y.
And look what it says on the back of that shirt.
All right, I'll turn around. It'll get everybody take a look.
So you went to Myrtle Beach and all you got me was this stupid t-shirt.
I have a whole collection of those Myrtle Beach postcards that have the women's butts on the bicycle seats. They are H-O-T hot. It's game time. Let's play.
Josie, we will start with you. And hey, listen, everybody, beware. Beware, no longer do I have to make the buzz sounds with my noise. I mean, the buzz noise with my...
With buzz my sounds, what are you saying? That's a mouthful.
No longer do I have to make the buzzer sounds with my mouth.
Ah. You make the noise with the button that you push.
Yes.
All right.
There you go.
I love technology.
Gotcha. Josie, you go first, please.
Cool. Thank you, LQ. I'd like new movies.
New movies. Okay. For one, stars James Carey.
I don't know. Okay, the game.
Oh, wait, hold
you
on.
You made the sound with your mouth. There you are.
Force of habit.
All right, Joe Hanson, your chance to steal.
What is the cable guy?
Yeah,
$1 for Joe. You're off and running. All right, good for you. Let's take another one, huh?
Let's do the same category for two, please.
For two. Have you ever been to south of the border?
South of the border, you mean between North Carolina and South Carolina?
Yeah, you know, Pedro says.
Oh, yeah, Pedro says, let's get those Myrtle Beach postcards.
Yeah, okay.
With the women's butts.
New movies for two. This new movie stars Nicolas Cage.
What is The Rock?
Yes.
$2. You're on a roll, Joe.
Let's finish it out completely.
All right. This new movie stars Billy Zane.
What is The Phantom?
Uh-huh.
$3. You run the category, my friend. That means you get to move on to another one. Isn't this a fun game? We having fun now? Yeah, I am. That's great. Super. Go ahead, Joe.
Let's go with states and capitals for one, please.
States and capitals. Now, you should be good at this, Mr. President.
You might be very surprised.
Arkansas. Now, I didn't even know you were going to be on the show today. Arkansas.
Well, that's
what
easy.
Is Little Rock?
Yeah.
$1. Good for you, Joe. Extra credit. Okay, tax refund time.
Let's do it for two, please.
For two, North Carolina.
What is Raleigh?
Raleigh, yes.
$2. It's not Hartford? Okay, go ahead, Joe.
Let's close it out for three, please.
How many times a week do you and Hillary, you know, how many times a week do you knock the bottom out of that?
Oh, put the goose egg up on the scoreboard. Are you kidding me? Hasn't been for 4 years. No way.
You haven't done her for 4 years?
No way.
Why?
When they have so many more that are out there, why bother? I mean, give me a break, would you?
Don't you have to service that account, though?
Hell no. She's power hungry. Don't worry about it. Sex doesn't enter the equation.
So you've never had sex the whole time you've been in the White House?
Oh, well, I'd rather not answer that question right now. Who's your buddy? End that line of questioning, please.
Okay. I got it. You just haven't had sex with Hillary.
You're my friend.
Oh, and you're mine.
Thank you.
Can't wait till your next appearance on this show.
Super, super. See you another 10 years.
For 10 years, I've been telling him it's a mistake to do the President of the United States.
But it's good to be here, though. It really is.
You know what? That sounds like Jim Everett talking to Jim Rome.
Yes, it does. Just don't call me Chris. Here you go. Hey, Joe, are you in control of that big, nasty board?
Where are we at here?
All right.
States and capitals for three.
States and capitals. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. States and capitals for three. It's the capital of Alabama.
What is Montgomery?
Yes, sir.
$3. You run that category. Way to go, Joe. Select again, please.
Let's take current events for one, please.
Current events. Okay. He has dropped his... Anybody else hear that weird sound?
Yeah, it sounds like a dog whistle.
That was my beeper. I've got a special ankle bracelet that the Secret Service tracks me with.
Oh, like the kind Kelsey Grammer had to wear?
Yeah, they know I'm here now. You don't see them around, but they know I'm here. Don't y'all forget it.
Okay. Those two guys walking down the hall couldn't have been Secret Service, could they?
Who were they? They were ugly. Fugly.
Cool. Not just ugly, they were fugly.
Fugly.
Okay, current events for one. He has dropped his movie career to concentrate on being a rock star.
Who is Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
$1 for Joe. You're racking up the dinero, Pachanga.
Let's go for that category for two, please.
This fictional rock band is currently starring in a TV commercial for IBM.
What is Spinal Tap?
Yes.
I don't think they're funny. I don't like that. That was Rob Reiner that directed that film, wasn't it?
Right, yeah, Meathead.
Yeah, I think they're overdoing that. Not funny.
Spinal Tap, you don't like that?
No, not cool, not funny. Old news. I want new humor, you know? Live in the now. Spew into this. Go ahead, Joe.
Go again.
Close it out for three, please.
This TV talk show host is being sued for sexual harassment.
Who is Geraldo?
No.
Josie, it's your chance to steal.
Oh, all women know this. Who is Montel Williams?
That's right.
$3 for Josie. You're on the board.
Rub that shiny head.
Way to go.
Thanks, Slick Willie. I'm sorry.
Slick Willie, thank you very much. Why don't you go on and pick
up? Thank you, Josie. That's one we haven't heard before either.
Thanks so much, Josie.
I'm sorry.
This whole show is turning into a big trite fest.
All right, go ahead, Josie. I don't need your help, darling, okay?
Okay, honey.
I'm going to get really pissed off if you keep helping me.
I'll sing happy birthday to you later.
All right, come on, Josie.
Can I have Kat, the Name That Sergeant, please?
Name that sergeant.
Yes.
Name that sergeant for one. Originally played by Phil Silvers in the movies, the sergeant was played by Steve Martin.
Who is Sergeant Bilko?
Yes, ma'am.
$1 for you, Josie. Go again.
Name that sergeant for two, please.
Marvel Comics World War II hero.
I have no idea.
Hey, oh, no, there. Hold on. I can. There you go.
Joe, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Sergeant Rock?
No, it's.
Spotter?
Although there was a Sergeant Rock. Sergeant Fury.
Sergeant Fury. Yeah, that's from the Grease Man show.
You a fan of the Grease Man show?
Have you heard?
Okay.
All right, Josie, you're in control.
Name that sergeant for three, please. Have you heard?
Go ahead, Josie.
He was Gomer Pyle's commanding officer.
He's bald. I don't know.
No, he's not bald, Josie.
Oh.
Joe, it's your chance to steal again.
Who is Mark Schott?
No. Sergeant Carter.
All right, Josie, it's time for you to move the game along.
Yes, the last category, please, for one.
Chicago Bulls, by the numbers. Very easy. I give you the jersey number, and you tell me the man who fills out that jersey. He wears number 33 for the Bulls.
Who is Pippen?
It's Pippen, yes.
$1 for you, Josie. Go again, please.
Ooh, same category for two, please.
He wears number 91.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Joe, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Dennis Rodman?
Dreamy.
All right. $2 for you, Joe.
I will take the same category for three, please.
All right. Closing out the category. Closing out the board. He wears number 9 for the Chicago Bulls.
Who is Tony
Kukoc? Josie, your chance to steal.
Who is Michael Jordan?
Oh, she's such a girl.
No,
it's Ron Harper.
Aww. Hallelujah, that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. I think we all had a pretty good time, didn't we? Super duper.
Is that a nipple ring that I see?
Yeah, I'm wearing them just for you. I've done some body piercing.
That's not the only ring you're wearing right now, is it?
I've got one in my tongue, but it's removed now so I can talk to you, my new friend.
What about that ring below your waist?
I don't want to talk about that. You know, the image thing. The
Your C-ring.
Don't go there. Don't you go there. Yeah, I've got it right. I've got it pierced. I do. It's the trendy thing to do. You got to stay up ahead of the kids. It's pierced all the way through. Clean through.
Clean through.
Yes, it is.
What is the scores we had to find a low budget Jeopardy?
Josie finishes with $5 and Joe has $17. We go to final low budget Jeopardy.
All right, guys. Anything can happen in final low budget Jeopardy where we physically force you both to bet it all. So good luck. And the category is... Movie trivia.
Yay.
Movie trivia. Good luck answering the form of a question. It's very simple. There have been 5 Pauly Shore movies. Simply name your favorite 3.
Oh, easy for me.
Name your 3 favorite Pauly Shore movies.
He's funny.
Don't forget answering the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my brand new book, The President and the Fry Baby. My great new cookbook that teaches one and all the great fun, the whole family that surrounds an evening of deep-fried food.
Stupid president.
Start with an appetizer of mozzarella sticks and finish up with some deep-fried apple pie. That's right, you can fry it. Just wrap the crust around the apples.
Stupid president.
You'll find out why I always say if it's not deep-fried, then let's go out for pizza. But I prefer fried food, chock full of artery-clogging goodness. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek, Geronimo. Wee!
It's game time now on Wee. JFK with cash for you and me.
Wee!
It's time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Okay. All right, we go to Josie first.
She's low woman on the totem pole.
Josie, of course, they're all fantastic. There have been 5, but name your 3 favorite Pauly Shore movies.
What is Biosphere, Jury Duty, and Encino Man?
I am sad to say, those are all correct.
That's right. Woo! You double your score to $10. Way to go, Josie.
I'm sad to say that because, Josie, if you know those, then you're in trouble.
Oh, no.
I have to.
And now, Joe, you can win.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
What?
Hold on. Where is my buzzer? I am sorry. I cannot accept Biosphere, for I have written down on my sheet... Biodome.
Oh, I'm sorry, Josie. That knocks you out of the game.
And that is the one we sent Robbie to, right? Where Robbie got to actually meet Pauly Shore.
Biodome. And it was Woody Harrelson in that. I love his stuff, too. Have you seen Natural Born Killers?
Yes.
I tell you, what's her name? That girl that's in that? She's good. She's really good. I'd like to see more of her.
Would you do her?
Oh, I'd do her. Do her in a New York minute. You better believe it. There are lots of actresses that I'd do if I could. Not get caught.
Who's your number one actress you'd do if you could?
Well, I go back a ways. You know.
Who would it be?
You're going to call me sick.
Who would it be?
I love Liza Minnelli.
You shut up.
I do. She is hot.
Shut up.
Really. I know. She's a little pasty, but she's hot.
You could get her.
I could?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I will.
There's nobody you couldn't get. You're the president.
All right. Way to go, Billy. Knock the bottom out of that.
You're the president, for goodness.
Stupid president.
Hey, stop it, Homer.
Okay, Joe, you can answer. You can win, I'm sorry, if you have the correct answer.
What are Encino Man, son-in-law, and jury duty?
Well,
yes. That means Joe Hanson. Go, bully for you. You're still our low-budget Jeopardy champion.
Yes, that's right, Joe. Here's a list of the five losers. Encino Man, son-in-law, in the Army Now, jury duty, and Biodome.
In the Army Now is his best work.
Joe, that means that you're the winner. You've won a wad of dough big enough to choke a horse. And Josie, parting is such sweet sorrow. Adieu, adieu. Don't go away mad. Just go away. Now, listen to these gifts that Bill Clinton has for you. Bill.
Joe, you double your score. You double your score to $34. We're throwing a $25 bonus added to your previous day's winnings, $149 for you. Aren't you happy?
Yes, thanks a lot, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
And here you got somewhere to go. Hold on till we're done with this, Joe.
Here are your parting gifts, Josie. First of all, you've won a pair of tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band at the Nissan Pavilion in Stone Ridge on Saturday, August 31st. Tickets are courtesy of Cellar Door Productions. To order tickets, call Ticketmaster 202-432-SEAT. But wait.
There's more.
You have won a half-hour guided western trail ride. Oh, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yi. Through the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Up to $42,000 acre. I'm sorry, that's not a dollar sign. I'm having trouble reading. It's the Marriott Ranch, plus a free wine tasting tour at the award-winning Oasis Winery. I'd love to take Liza to that. Compliments to the Marriott Ranch. Thank you, Josie. Thanks for playing the game.
Thanks very much, President. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Josie. And Joe, we'll talk to you next time. Both of you crazy, kooky kids, have a great weekend. And, well, Bill?
I'll tell you this. I know
Bill Clinton?
You've been decidedly uncomfortable for this entire segment. How about just one more hug? Is there a chance of that?
No more hugs. Listen, and when you leave, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
I really enjoyed my stay. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, all you people around here. You got a great group.
Thank you, stupid president.
I wish you very best of luck, Homer.
Stupid president.
Good job, Homer.
Don't forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Coron Incorporated and distributed by King World.
King World. Gotcha. All right. See you in November.
All right, I'm going to shake my vicious ass at you.
All right, there he goes. He's gone.
It might be another 10 years.
Gone forever.
We'll be right back. I feel your pain.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.